Well, the law was that you couldn't get an injunction, and this law goes back, Bonnard and Perriman, many, many years, for libel, and it was publish and be damned. So the media was familiar with not having to face injunctions because the editor would be able to say, I believe what I'm going to publish is true. And so there weren't very many injunctions at all. You used injunctions historically for a breach of copyright. So, for example, you had a document that was a political document that was explosive. There may be an issue of a source, but the owner of that document would say, this is my copyright and it's confidential and I will injunct you. However, with the development of privacy and that aspect of confidentiality, the fact that a story is true and libelous or made up and therefore incapable of being libelous but still private meant that celebrities started going to the courts in increasing numbers to get injunctions. Now, that's not a super injunction, that's a mere injunction that stops the publication of a particular story. The super injunction aspect of it that some people find very offensive is not only do you stop the story coming out, but you stop anyone on Fleet Street ever, because they're served with notice of it, saying there was even an injunction, that there even is a reason that we should be interested in footballer X or politician Y. And that much greater spread was, many people believe, led to injustices.